This human life is a transitory experience. You come into this life as a small baby, helpless, dependent on others. And as your awareness, your intelligence grows, as the brain body grows, you become more and more capable of exercising your independence, making your own decisions, and taking care of yourself. And then as you change and change, your body begins to age. And unless you pass from some sudden ailment or illness, you will grow old and feeble, and the body will pass away. This is the nature of human existence. It is transitory. But you, as a living being, are not transitory. You come into a physical form. You are the awareness, the intelligent consciousness, which expresses through the brain and the nervous system, through the vocal cords, who hears with the ears. The body provides the vehicle of the hearing, the speaking, the touch. All that is from the body. But the brain translates your consciousness into activation within the body. But it is that intelligent awareness which makes the body alive. When that intelligent, aware consciousness leaves, the body is called dead, and it begins to deteriorate and to decompose. Because it is a temporary housing for you, designed specifically for you. But it is not you. That is the thing. The body is a transitory vehicle. Like the clothing you put on, you wear it for a time, you take it off. Then you get dressed again the next day in a different clothing. These bodies are very useful because they allow all the desires that have accumulated within you, creating your basket of karma, these sanskaras, these latent desires or reactions to past experience, want to find expression. They hang together and make your sense of individuality. Without them, you would only be pure being, pure consciousness. There would be no driving force to identify your consciousness with. When your consciousness, your awareness, inhabits a human body, it identifies with the hearing, with the voice, with the smell, with the touch. It identifies with your human experience. It identifies with the brain and the processes of the brain. If the brain is not working right, you will not be able to gain full expression in the body. It will be limited what you can express or what you can receive if the organs or the brain are not functioning properly. So optimally, a vehicle that is fully functional allows you a full spectrum within a very limited spectrum of human existence. In the range of existence, the perceptions of the human mind and body are very small, very limited. But you have the opportunity to grow and expand, to express and experience. So this play of creation is there within consciousness, within awareness, so that there may be this delight in the variation of experience. But in the dance of it all, the one who experiences is untouched. The pure consciousness, the Purusha, the aware intelligence, not the intelligence of the brain, but the inherent intelligence of being. It is a conscious intelligence, a conscious awareness. That remains always the same, unchanged. But it appears to change when it becomes associated with physical form and experience. Within the spectrum of human experience, there is the appearance of change. Your consciousness experiences the pain, the pleasure, the disappointment, the sorrow, and the joy of human life. You experience that. But you are not the senses. You are not even the nervous system and the brain that processes the experience. You are the knower of that experience. Being that knower, you have the capacity to move beyond the five senses and the brain processing of those five senses. You have the ability to know beyond the experience of the brain. You have the ability to bring in memories that are outside of the brain function, that are from past experiences before inhabiting that body. You also have the ability to see and to know things that are far away, that are not known through your sensory experience, that are not processed by the brain in a normal way. These extrasensory experiences happen to all people, but they are not developed in many people. And also the acknowledgement of them isn't consistent with these norms of their society or their families, and therefore they do not recognize their experience. But all people have this to one degree or another, this experience of perceptions beyond the senses, the beyond the five senses. So it has a name, sixth sense, right? But that is the sense that is dominant in these experiences, this extraordinary sense. All of this is because there is a consciousness that is you. When you think of yourself and you understand yourself, you recognize that you are a conscious being. Perhaps you have memories when you were in a different time, a different life. Your experiences are many, and they form this basket of karma, this self-identity that consciousness remains associated with. Even after leaving the physical body, this conglomerate of experience and reactions to experience continues, and that is your individual self. Your personal identity. So when people talk about self-realization or enlightenment, the word is, enlightenment is a very good word because it's enlightenment, opening up, expanding your awareness. So though you go from life to life and you acquire this personal identity, and you have those who are affiliated with you, and together you go from life to life, you continue these connections until the desire to sustain those connections and to remain in this dance of creation in the same way, to sustain this individuality. When that desire lessens, then the identity of awareness with this individual accumulation of experience and reaction to experience that is you personally will dissipate, and your soul, your essence, dissolve into the cosmic whole. But for this to happen, there needs to be a dissipation of your identity with your individual self, with all of your experiences, with your desires, with your needs, with your wounds, with your attachments to people and things. When leaving the physical form, when the soul, soul means the consciousness identified with this individuality. As it leaves the physical body, it maintains its autonomy. It understands itself as a being. You understand yourself as a conscious being. You don't need a physical body for that. You need a physical body to express in this physical world. But the bonds you have, the love you have, sustains you in your connection as an individual self until such a time that your consciousness begins to grow in magnitude and become more and more self-aware. Aware that there is a self which is greater than this individual self, that you're a part of a whole, that all beings are a part of this whole. But the conglomerate of the whole is more than the individual parts. In that synergy of all life and beings is the whole. And that whole people call God. People call the self of yourself. People call the one eternal being. when that light of the whole begins to shine into the consciousness identified with experience and reaction to experience, with sanskara, when it begins to enlighten consciousness, your Atman, your soul, begins to awaken to your interwoven connectedness, to your relationship to this higher frequency, this light, this divine presence, which is the consciousness of all beings. But that consciousness which has sprouted the entire universe within it, is not identified with anything. It remains bright, pure, pristine, not engaged, witnessing all that is, but being in pure love, in pure light, in divine grace and essence. And when your attention, your awareness is drawn out of your samskaras and your physical, out of your physical identity, out of your samskaras, and into awareness of that infinite light, that infinite love, that infinite beingness of Parama Purusha, you experience enlightenment. Your consciousness is enlightened, maybe only for a moment, but your consciousness is enlightened to truth. And you realize you're not the body. You're not all of these identities with all of your past experience and your personal individuality of self. You are that pure light. And so it is known as grace because it comes by the emanation of that light into you. And that is called grace. It happens when there is an opening in your being. All people experience it at one point in their life, at least once, but many times for most people. There's those moments, maybe with nature, maybe with a loved one, different moments, but there you are, and it is more. And then in deep meditation, it is called samadhi, the state of absorption, when your awareness, your attention, is drawn out of daily life, out of the body, out of all of this mental tendencies, these samskaras, and into the pure light of being, the pure love, then that state, that samadhi, is a moment when you are melted into that. It can just be for a second, it can be for a few minutes, it can be for hours. And as the association grows, you become more and more identified with the light. The worldly identity and the sanskaras, all of these reactions of mind, become less significant. You begin to see them all as part of the whole, rather than feeling individual identity with them. You begin to see everything is composed only of the infinite. You begin to see the true nature of all that is. So that even in the physical world, there are not people and plants and animals. Yes, you see that with the eyes and the ears, and you experience that, but your conscious awareness is able to sustain knowledge of the true nature of all beings as pure love, as pure light, as this one intelligent consciousness creating manifestation in multiplicity of forms and multiplicity of experience through those forms. And you realize that you are that. You are one with that infinite whole. You are one with that pure essence of being. That your awareness, your consciousness, has been engrossed in the sensory experiences of the body and in identity with your samskara, an expression of your karma, your mental tendencies and your actions in the world. But when that awareness can be held steadily in that pure light, in that pure love, in that grace of the infinite, in the God nature that is one with all that is, that sees the divine being in every living being, in the plants and the animals, in the pain and suffering of life, and in the joy, that you see the self, the infinite one, everywhere, in the world, and in the deep silence of meditation, you see the one. Then the bondage of this identity of your awareness with all of these experiences you have accumulated life upon life begins to soften. The identity begins to be transparent. It rather than feeling solid, it feels transparent. Yes, there's some identity there of your consciousness, but it is a partial identity, because the other part of your consciousness knows truth, knows it for what it is. And knowing truth is absorbed in truth, is absorbed in love. When that happens, you are enlightened. The light, the truth, the knowledge dawns in you. First as small experiences, then as larger experiences, and then as consciousness grows in magnitude, as your awareness shifts, it can steady in this. Steady in this knowledge. People talk about the kundalini raising and going through the top of the head and so on. That is a sort of subtle body science, and it has some validity, but there is a truth behind that. And that is the truth that you have the ability to shift your attention and your awareness from identity with your senses with identity with your mental reactions beliefs and desires, to identity and knowledge of the infinite whole, the love that underlies everything, the pure beingness, Parama Purusha. When your identity goes to this awareness, when you begin to recognize that is not a subtle, high frequency experience that you stretch to, but is your fundamental nature, the nature of everything. You are not separate, you are a part of a whole. Even science will tell you this. When you go subatomic, what is the difference between your body and the cat or the couch? Or what is the difference? Molecules and atoms. What is the difference in the cosmic? You see, it's only a small spectrum where you identify difference and desire. But when your heart becomes attached to this deep love, when your feeling for it becomes engaged with your mental understanding, when heart and mind join in a deep, deep realization of this deep, deep love, of this deep light, pure light, Sat Chit Ananda, this deep truth, this consciousness, beingness, then this infinite grace, this infinite love becomes so attractive that your awareness is pulled to that rather than to your sanskaras. And the sanskaras slowly begin to lose their hold on you. These mental reactions, this identity with individuality becomes less appealing. And you move into the realm of the subtle. And you move into the realm of truth. So this is the natural path to enlightenment, there to all beings. The body and mind must be capable of self-reflection. So beings that are not capable of self-reflection, they are governed by prakriti still until consciousness assumes a form that can self-reflect, that can reach for the stars. That is a human form, not governed by the shape, but governed by that capacity. And in human form, you can reach that ultimate goal. You can find the deep, deep essence of your being. All right.